Welcome to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And I'm back. I know it's been a while and you've probably wondered what happened to me. Well, life happened. I actually had a baby. I had a baby boy who is now 9 months old. So life happened. And things just kind of got a little bit hectic, but things are starting to settle down just a little bit. So we are back and we have some great shows lined up for you. And for those who may not be familiar with the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, we air on the first and the last Wednesdays of each month at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so you can listen to us live on blogtalkradio.com. But if you can't make it live because we understand you are busy, we've made it just that simple for you to listen on demand. And you can listen via iTunes. You can just search for Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs, or you can search for Lisa Sims. And you can also use the Stitcher app, and you can actually listen to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show there as well. And I always like to tell people, if you'd like to be a guest on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, I would love to have you. How do you go about being a guest on the show? Well, I'm glad you asked. All you need to do is visit stretchingyourcash.com and click on the Be My Guest link. And complete that form. And the only requirement that I have is that your particular topic needs to pertain to the theme of the show, which is Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs. So if you have a particular topic that fits the theme of this show, and you can talk about it for at least about 30 minutes, then I would love to have you as a guest. So go ahead and fill out that form, and I'll be looking forward to receiving it and getting in contact with you. Well, if you don't want to miss out on what's going on with the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs movement, we've made it easy for you to keep in contact with us. You can always follow us on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is B as in boy, I Z, money saver. And you can always follow me there, and I send out some informative tweets, so it's always good to be in the know. And then you can also go to our Facebook fan page, and we've made that very simple for you as well. It's facebook.com/stretchingadollar. And if you want to follow us on LinkedIn, you'd have to follow me, and I'm just Lisa Sims, and you'll see the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs, and you can stretch on that, and it'll come up as well. Now, we always like to start with some announcements that we have, and we've got quite a few announcements. We've got a lot of projects going on in the works that are keeping us busy, so we are going to start with some announcements to kind of get us started here. And the first announcement is I've got a new book that's coming out, and it's going to be released on May 12th, and it's called How to Draw People to Your Website. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's got a lot of informative information in it for you. If you are a entrepreneur, author, small business owner, whatever the case may be, this particular book, it goes further than just telling you about search engine optimization. It really gives you some practical strategies as to how to use your social media platforms to actually draw people to your website. And then I also give you some of the strategies that I've used and actually found to be very successful. So all it really requires is a little investment of time and a little bit of effort. And so the Kindle version of the book is available on Amazon. It's available for pre-sale right now for $7.99. And the print version will be available on May 12th. And it will be $12.99. So you want to go ahead and purchase that if you're trying to take your website to the next level. And you want to think about it in these terms. What if Facebook and Twitter all went away? And can't forget about Instagram. What about if all these tools went away? How would you connect with your target audience? What would you use? Well, you would have your website. And so it's best that you maximize your website to be able to draw in that traffic to you so that you can, number one, know who you're targeting to, and also try to establish some credibility and some relationships with the people that you are actually targeting. So it's going to be a good book. It's going to be a good read. As I said, it's available for pre-sale on Amazon in the Kindle edition. And we're also going to start back blogging for the Stretching Your Cash website. So be on the lookout for that. And we're also going to kick off the Living to Save podcast. We started on that, but then life got busy and we had to put that to the side. But we're actually going to pick that back up. And that particular podcast is near and dear to my heart because it's geared to consumers, anyone who loves saving money, saving time, and also needs a little bit of wisdom for your soul. That particular podcast is something that you will definitely want to check out. And I talk about coupons and deals and ways to save time as well as money. So it is also available in iTunes as well as the Stitchers app. So that one's going to get kicked off pretty soon in the next 2 weeks or so. And as you know, we always have a lot of announcements, and it takes me a while to get through these particular announcements, but these announcements are good announcements because they keep you in the know and we provide resources for you as well. And I've got one more announcement for you, and that is in January I released a new book, and it's called Keep That Receipt. And this particular, and it's only available in ebook format, and this particular book shows you how to actually get free items by saving your receipt, how to actually get discounts, and it also focuses on how to use your mobile device to be able to actually save money and make money at the same time. So this is a great book. It's a short read, but it's information packed. I know you're busy. You don't have a lot of time. So I try to make my books very precise and information packed so that you can get what you need, get in, get out, and apply it. And so that's kind of my theme for all of my books. So those are our announcements for today. And as I said, we're kicking off today. We've been gone for about, last time I checked, it was 2 years. And I couldn't believe that it's been 2 years since I've done a broadcast of the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneur show. So I'm a little bit rusty. So I'm still trying to remember, okay, this is the format that I use. You know, it's like I listened to a couple of episodes last night. I was like, oh, okay. So just bear with me as I knock the rust off. It's, you know, it's like life happened and then you tend to forget something. So, but we're going to plug right on along. And so what I'm going to do now is we are going to do a short commercial break, and we'll be back to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show.
$86,400. That's how many seconds are in a 24-hour day. Sometimes don't you wish there were more? How are you using your 86,400 seconds? We all lead busy and demanding lives, but what if you could do more in less time? What if you could save more of your hard-earned money? How about a little wisdom for your soul? Got 1,800 seconds? What about 30 minutes? If so, join author and host Lisa Sims on the Living to Save podcast as she saves you time and money and offers a little wisdom for your soul.
And we're back to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, we are getting ready to kick off today's topic. Now, today's topic is one that I know that you will greatly benefit from. Today's topic is 7 best to-do list apps for entrepreneurs to get it done and gain balance. Now, this particular topic is near and dear to my heart because as of lately, with 2 small kids, a 9-month-old and a 4-year-old, as well as teaching online and doing my other entrepreneurial adventures and writing, I wear multiple hats, and so in a given day, I can be stretched and pulled in many, many, many different directions. I'm kind of like the project manager of my home, so it's like I kind of direct and keep people going where they need to go and make sure that we get to where we need to go, and sometimes it gets hectic, and sometimes I forget, and I try my best to use my iPhone, the calendar, to keep events scheduled. And so I know where I'm supposed to be and at what time I'm supposed to be there. But sometimes I forget, and sometimes I forget to put the event in the calendar. And, you know, that can be kind of devastating, but you learn from it. And so as a result, as an entrepreneur, we wear many hats and we have to be able to adjust and we need to be able to get things done. And then we also need to maintain balance. You can't be so stressed out from doing so many different things that you typically tend to get nothing done. That's not a very effective way to be either. So today I just want to give you 7 best to-do list apps that I have found that actually help me to kind of stay organized and to get things done. And you may have your own. And that's fine as well. But these are just some that I have found to be beneficial to me. Now, one of the ones, and I'm just going to start from kind of the simple and just kind of go from there. Now, if you are a iPhone user, you know that it comes standard with the Reminders app. And so if you don't want anything fancy, not too complicated, just something where you can add couple of tasks in there and make some notes, then your reminder app will serve the needs of what you want to get done. Nothing fancy, it gets the job done. Now, if you're looking for something a little bit more, then there's an app called To-Do. Imagine that. So the To-Do app, I like it because, now I use the free one. I always try to use the free apps before I decide to actually pay for an app. And the to-do app is very self-explanatory. You can, it has a very interesting background. It has this blue background, and you can add items to your to-do list, and you can actually sort them. And then you can even go ahead and put a time associated with your apps. Not your apps, but your to-do list. And it also has different settings in here. And you can use a date as well as a time for your actual task. So that's one that you may want to check out in order to do your to-do list as well. Now, the third one that I want to actually talk about is called Zip List. And I like this one because not only can I use it for list, for grocery lists, I can use it for recipes, but it does pretty good for just if you want to kind of jot down some notes as well for things that you want to do. Now, as an entrepreneur, you do have a mixture of things going on in the day. So, and you have to eat. And one of the things I like about this particular app is it has a recipe of the day. So you can find out what the recipe of the day is. You can even text it to yourself. So that way you can cook if you so choose, so that you can save some money, since we're all about stretching a dollar. So I would highly encourage you to take a look at the Zip List app. Now, so far we've gone over three apps. Now, before we go over the fourth app, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to pick up with our fourth to-do list app on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. And we are back to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And we are discussing our topic of today, which is 7 best to-do list apps for entrepreneurs to get it done and gain balance. And as we know, balance is important. If you don't have balance, you can feel out of control, you can feel stressed out, you can feel anxious, and that's not good. And you want to be able to have balance so that you can be able to not only make time for the big things, but you also want to make time for the little things. It's important to grow your business and be successful in your business, but you also want to make time for your family. Family is definitely important, and we don't want to jeopardize spending time with them because, as we all know, time is precious and no one's guaranteed any amount of time. You could be here today, gone today. So you want to just make sure that you're living a balanced life. And I know I'm preaching to myself because sometimes I can be a lot out of balance because I run here, run there, do this, do that. So I'm trying to get it together. So I'm not just talking to you, I am also talking to me. So before we went to commercial break, we had discussed three apps, to-do list apps that can help you to regain some of that balance and also help you to create your to-do list. And those apps were the Reminders app that comes standard with iPhone. And then we talked about the To-Do app. And then we also talked about the Zip List. Now, the fourth app that we are going to talk about is called Easily Do. And it says never miss anything. So I guess I definitely need this particular app. And it's very easy to use this particular app. You can sign up with your Facebook account or your Google account. And from there, you can actually start creating your to-do list. And the main thing that you want your to-do list to do is to really serve as a prompt. You really want to have a way to look at, okay, here's my day. This is what I need to accomplish. And this is what I hope to accomplish. And so by at the end of the day, you can see, okay, well, this is what I did get accomplished. Because if you don't have, I guess it's as the saying goes, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And we definitely don't want to do that. So this is our roadmap. And so once you've actually created your account, however you choose to do so, then you can start actually creating your task list. And as I said, the task that you're doing is really your roadmap for today, and so, or the particular day. And if you don't have anything written down or in your phone, you can kind of feel like you're just kind of haphazardly going through the day. You're busy, but are you productive? There's a big difference between the two. Being busy doesn't necessarily mean you're productive. Busy just means you got a lot of things going on, but you're really not being as efficient as you could be and being as productive as you could. So you want to actually keep that in mind. So that's why these things, these particular apps are important to kind of help us to prioritize and kind of be our guide to accomplish our goals. And we all need to set goals, short-term goals, long-term goals, and that just helps to drive us a little bit further. You know, as entrepreneurs, we always want to reach for that next level, and that's what these to-do list apps can actually help us to do. All right, so we've gone over the Easily To Do, Easily Do app, excuse me. So we're going to move on to our fifth app, and I particularly like this app. It's called 3030. And with the 3030 app, now this one gets a little sophisticated. Now, if you're looking for something that is very sophisticated and where you can color code things and you can shake to undo and you can do a three-finger tap to copy a tab, I mean, this thing just, I'm just looking at it and it's like my eyes are starting to cross. But it can help you to actually get things done in the day. And it kind of reminds me, if you're familiar with the Pomodoro timer, where you can actually set your timer in 15-minute increments, but this one is actually set for 30 minutes. And you can count, it actually counts down, and you can say, okay, for 30 minutes, I want to write the introduction to my book. And it will count down, and you can actually add increments of 5 minutes to the particular task that you're working on. And then you can also, once you're finished, you can actually delete it. But this is a good way to kind of help you to stay focused and to stay on task, because you've got a timer that's ticking on you to let you know, okay, well, here's this particular task that you said that you actually want to work on. And the good thing about this particular app is that you can actually share it with, you know, if you are collaborating with other people, you can share your lists with others. And it's got a lot of different features that you can use to actually customize it to your liking. And it also uses iCloud. So if you use iCloud, you can also incorporate that within this particular app. But the main thing that it does is that it helps you to, number one, create your task, and from there to stay on task so that you can get things done. So that is the 3030 app. Now, the next app that I want to talk about is called Wunderlist, and it's not spelled the way you think. It's Wunderlist. Now, this particular app, as I'm letting it load here. Now, you can get a free account, and you can use either your Facebook account or your Google account to get a free account, and it's accessible on all your devices. And you can go ahead and you can actually create your list. And as I said, the good thing about it is that you can actually access it on all of your devices. So whatever device you're on, you can always have that list with you in terms of what is it that I need to accomplish for today. And if you're like me, I keep various journals with me so I can jot down a thought that I may have, or I use Evernote to record a note to myself, or I'll use the note app to kind of jot down something really quick. So I've got all these things going on, but sometimes I just need to consolidate and just say, okay, here is my to-do list for today. And I've gotten much better with it because, as I said, with two kids and doing all the things that I'm doing, things get a little bit crazy in my life. So I'm trying to add some structure and routine to it, because things are not going to actually slow down. They're actually going to speed up. So I have to be able to keep up with the flow that's coming my way, or else get carried away by it, one. And I really don't want to be carried away. So I think I want to keep my head above water. So, our next app, and this particular one I really like because I've used it to help me stay on task for several things that I've been doing, and it's called iReminder. And this particular app allows you to create categories for your to-do list items. And categories are good because you might want to actually have your personal and your business to-do list within a particular app, so at least you can keep them separate by putting them into categories. And you can also put in upcoming tasks that you have, and it can actually remind you of your particular tasks, and it can remind you anywhere from 10 minutes up to 24 hours from when the task is supposed to occur. So that is a good feature as well. And within the particular app, there's some other apps that you might want to take a look at. If you're into meditation, which is a good thing for entrepreneurs, because we always need to learn how to chill out, because in a particular day, things can get stressful. So there's other apps that you can look at within the app as well. But this one is very simple, easy to use, and the interface of it is easy to use. So it's not overwhelmingly busy. It's very simple. And that's what I look for when I'm actually looking for an app to use. And the last app that I want to talk about is the AnyList app. And this particular app lets you create any kind of organized list that you need, and it also allows you to be able to share this particular list across multiple devices. So it can be used for multiple purposes. It can be used for grocery shopping as well as your entrepreneurial needs. So it all depends on how you want to use this particular app. For me, I typically use this one for my groceries, but as I said, it can actually go a little bit both ways. So it just depends on how you plan to use it. And as you know, whenever I say, okay, we're going to have 7, I always end up throwing some extra into the mix, and today happens to be no different. So the bonus app, I'll say, is going to be Clear, and that's the name of the app, Clear. And this particular app lets you sort your items by priority. It does color code them, so if you happen to be having some color issues with your site, that particular aspect of it might not work too well for you. But it puts all of your important items at the top of the list. And then the good thing about this, or the cool thing about it as well, it lets you drag up and down your tasks to change the priority. So it's very simple to actually change what's important for a particular day. For instance, if you start out the day saying, okay, well, I've got to get the first chapter of my book written, but then you actually have to make an errand run that actually seems to be a little bit more important at the time than writing the chapter of the book, then you can actually move those around pretty easily. And the other thing about it is that you can actually use your iCloud to store your list. If you have an iCloud account, then you can actually store your list in iCloud, and that allows you to be able to share your data between your iPhone, your iPad, and your Mac, which is a great thing. So you can actually be more productive and just have one. Once you put it in one location, you can share it across multiple locations. So those are our apps for today to actually help you to get things done and to gain balance. And I also mentioned the Evernote app, and if you're like me, you probably use Evernote and you've created your notebooks and you've created your notes within those notebooks. So, and that's another way that you can actually create a to-do list as well. So there's so many different apps that are available that you can use to create your to-do list that I really don't have the time to go through them all because there's so many available within the App Store and for you Android users in the Google Play Store. Now, I'm just focusing on the Apple side because that's what I use majority of the time. So, for all you iPhone and iPad and Mac users, then this will greatly benefit you. Now, if you're Android, there's other apps that are available. You just have to find what works for you. And you may say, well, I didn't really like any of those. Well, you know, we got to keep an open mind and just hear some new apps that you may not have heard of. And then if you come across somebody who's in the need of a particular to-do list app in order to be more effective and efficient and get things done quickly and to reduce stress, then you can pass it on to somebody else. So we don't always have to say, well, it doesn't really help me. Well, you can help somebody else, and that's what it's all about. So today's show was just to get back into the groove of things, and I found out as I've been doing the show, you really can't do a show on 2 hours worth of sleep. And well, you can, but it's kind of hard. And then at the same time, you can't do it when you got to fast before you have to get blood work done, because then you kind of get a little woozy there. So I've got a lot of things going on at this particular time. But guess what? I made it. And I'm quite sure that with all the information that has been shared, you know, you're probably thankful that I made it, because I know I am, because I was thinking, how in the world am I going to make it? But I did. So we are going to be back before you on May the 3rd. If memory serves me correctly, that would be the first Wednesday of the month. April has just flown by. I don't know where the time has gone, but that's a good thing. You know, time waits for no man, and surely it has not, and this year is almost halfway up. So next week, we're going to have a very informative show for you. Right now, I can't remember what the topic was. I do apologize. I knew before I started the show what the topic was, but as I said, when you don't get a lot of sleep, things escape your mind, and see, that's why I need these to-do list apps so I can regain balance in my life. So I need to apply what I'm telling you to apply today. So I hope you can tune in next week, and if not, as I stated, you can always visit iTunes, and you can visit the Stitcher app, and you can also visit blogtalk.com/stretching$1, and you can also visit our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/stretching$1. So we make everything easy for you to remember and to be able to access. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter. I know I gave my first, I have three Twitter handles. So I gave the first Twitter handle, which is B as in boy, IZ, money saver. And then I also have another Twitter handle, is Living to Save Now. And then if you want to stay abreast of what particular book projects I'm working on, then you want to follow me on Author Lisa Sims. And you'll be kept in the know of what book projects are coming out and when they're coming out and whether they are available for pre-sale. So I've enjoyed getting back into the groove of things today, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. I know we had a little moments of rustiness that kind of appeared, but as I said, I'm getting back into the swing of things. I'm using some new technology that I hadn't used before, so it's just taking a little bit more effort to get things done, and there's a lot of buttons that I have to press and be aware of, and when your eyes aren't functioning as fast as they usually do when you get enough sleep, you're not as quick as you should be. So But next week, I'm going to be quicker and more alert so that we can kind of minimize some of the rust that has shown up today. So that's my time. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. And I hope you'll join me next Wednesday, May the 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to have a very good show for you. And it's going to be for a topic that you can apply immediately and see some immediate results. And as I stated earlier, if you'd like to be a guest on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneur show, don't forget to visit stretchingyourcash.com. Click on the Be My Guest link. Complete the form. And I will be in contact. So until then, have a blessed Wednesday and a blessed remainder of the week. And we'll join each other again next Wednesday or on demand as your schedule allows. God bless.